Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all of those, no matter how you identify genderly. We are Thunderdome Metal Reviews. We review heavy metal music, and in what is the year of Motorhead and what will surely be overkill to my companions, we are continuing doing Motorhead albums. I am the Reverend Dangerously. With me, as always, are Gabriel Cooper, Tracy Newport, and the Dr. David Pizzo. And we're here to talk about the second studio album by Motorhead, the aforementioned Overkill. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
I got no class.
Overkill.
Got double bass. We're doing okay. Double bass is happening.
A lot of things are happening on this album, I
There's
feel
a lot of
like.
things happening. Yes. There's significant jump in quality, as I'm sure we'll discuss from album one.
All right. So, album number two, released in March 1979 on Roadhouse Records, or no, excuse me, recorded in Roadhouse Studios in London, released on Bronze Records, runtime of 34 minutes and 30 seconds. Jimmy Miller and R Neil Richmond in the production chair. The band, Lemmy on bass guitars, vocals. Fast Eddie Clarke on guitars, Phil Filthy Animal Taylor on drums. So, yeah. David, you said that there was quite a jump. What was it that you noticed?
I will ding it a tiny bit for the production being somewhat inconsistent, but I know that is in part recording over a year. Unusually, it was in bursts that they recorded it. You can sort of tell it doesn't quite sound the same. But that notwithstanding, the audio production is just a lot better. They sort of got the formula down. It's even fucking catchier. You can definitely see the transition from this to Ace of Spades, right? Like, this is the. And obviously, that's me knowing what I know, but still, it really already they've the punk influencers are so clear on here. It's just a tighter, cleaner, hookier, catchier thing than the self-titled one was. And one would hope that would happen with the band, but I think this is a pretty dramatic improvement, in
I'll
my
agree with
opinion.
you. I'll agree with you on that one. I think it is a hell of a fucking jump in quality, and it's got such a oomph to it as well, that just like the punk influences, I think really sh like lays the foundation for what we consider becomes that traditional Motorhead sound further on, that I think it just adds a nice touch to it. And like as we talked on the previous one, it's kind of much more of a bluesier album. This one is punky. Okay, I don't know, like it just, this is where you see like start to see that transition to traditional Motorhead sound. Like, I don't really know how much more you can rave about it outside of that, you know?
I will agree with most of that. I do think this really takes a step away from what was essentially rockabilly on the first album. A little bit turned up rockabilly, but rockabilly nonetheless. There's only like a track on here, and then like the cover that they did that is not on this album, but led to the recording of this album, them doing Chuck Berry's Louie Louie. That is the old style rock and roll that predominated the previous album, primarily because of the sheer amount of covers that were on it. Well, this has a lot more original compositions. You can run really, you know, as David said, looking back on this with, you know, hindsight, you can really see where they're going. But, you know, this is stuff that was, there was stuff from this album that remained a key part of their live show decades after this album. It's still a little inconsistent, I would say, but I do agree that the songwriting, because there is more songwriting as opposed to just doing covers, and the playing is better. The tonality of all the instruments, I just love. Lemmy's bass, I always have. The guitars on here, the interesting composition of the title track that we'll talk about later. Just all of that, I really do enjoy. I think that this is. I'm not going to say by far because I still give the debut album a pretty solid grade, but I do think this is an overall improvement.
Yeah, I think I agree with a lot of what you all were saying so far. It is in more enjoyable from a production standpoint. I think they've also moved away from the hard rock leanings of the first album, which sound a lot like Lemmy was just in this other band called Hawkwind, and that's That's fine. I think they're not quite pulled away from it. So that's what leads to some inconsistencies for me in terms of style, but also in quality of the songwriting, or just kind of where my interest is, where this band is concerned. And I hadn't heard this album before, you know, listening to it for this recording. So that was really nice to do. And also, you know, just really nice to see how Motorhead is coming into their own with the punk bits of this, where, you know, it's not just simple. It's catchy. So I think that, you know, they're figuring out how to do that formula that will become so natural to them later on.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I know David talked about how this is recorded in Burson. You kind of tell different sounds, but it's also like, they still sound close enough that it all my kind of like coherently makes sense. Like this wasn't like total like frantic like tonality changes or anything like that that you'd hear switching between songs here. So it all kind of came together like fairly well, like considering how it was recorded, the process that they went through doing it.
Yeah, it's not Frankenstein's monster or anything. You can just tell that there was whether it's different equipment or for whatever reason, there's you can just notice from song to song a shift that reminds you of greatest hits albums, right? Where you see that because they're from different eras. So, but it is certainly a better job than the first one, and they did it with $10, I'm sure. Right?
It was more than five, right? The first one was probably five, and then this
$5. This was or 10 quid is what they was their budget, and they nailed it. But the circuit's so fun. I was always excited when I came back to this. And it's so short, I would like play it a couple times. I'm like, oh no, it's looped around. I just let it keep going. So this is fun.
The length of this definitely doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
I'm sure.
Do we have anything else we want to say before we get into tracks?
I mean, not really. And I mean, is there really much to say about tracks other than all of them? I mean,
well, hate to disappoint you.
I mean, I would say Take the Ride because it's so short, but I do think there's some inconsistency in the tracks. For example, I don't think Capricorn is all that good. And that reminds me of like something that would have been, you know, psychically in Hawkwind, whether or not
yes or Spinal Tap,
yes. Yeah, or that, yeah. But you know, Overkill is a monster. That goodness. I mean, fuck, that is such a great title track, and the way that they just keep going into the intro because they're overkilling it, you know, it's just so great. And I really like Damage Case, Metropolis, Limb from Limb, I Won't Pay Your Price. But again, because it's just so short, I'd say just listen to it. But there are going to be a couple of weaker moments on here for sure.
It is only 35 minutes. They're all fun. But I will say that I liked the opener a ton. And I really like Damage Case a lot. Tear You Down, Metropolis, that end section's pretty good. I don't know, all of them, I guess. I'd make Capricorn's a little bit weak. I'll Be Your Sister is fun. Limb from Limb is from Limb's all right. That's a closer. It's certainly not as weird as a later closer we're going to be talking about tonight. We had some albums.
Yeah, we did.
I love that this artist thinks that this wasn't over at the top enough. I was just reading about it. It's like, I just didn't get to do enough layers. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if this needs more layers, but that's what he said.
It is a pretty great album cover.
It haunted him.
Well, you can't please everyone all the time, least of all me. And I would say that side B is really where my satisfaction is at on this record, because I think it sounds newer. It sounds like Motorhead. It doesn't sound like, you know, whatever they were doing before. That said, I think that the title cut is good. I'll Be Your Sister is good. Capricorn, I don't even really mind. But really, side B is where it's at. And I'll stand by that. I would rather listen to side B than you know, a good chunk of that first record. I mean,
sure.
I don't know. And my I'm just curious about like when it's gonna flip for me, like when it's just gonna be, oh yeah, all the way through, or like, oh yeah, like all of these. Kind of just depends on you know, how soon it takes for them to get in, get away from like this, like the old stuff. But
were you here for Ace of Spades? I can't remember now.
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah, he was.
I gave it an A.
He gave it an A. God damn it.
That might be the term.
But I don't know the earliest stuff. So yeah. We'll see.
That album is next. That album is 80.
It's not next. There's.
Is there one? But Jesus. Oh, there's multiples in 79. Yeah. Aren't there? How? I assume so. Anyway, yes. I saw that. I'm like, how are there two or three of these?
And so are we doing On Parole next, Ben?
Next, we have a blast. So.
I mean, that makes it simple.
Next week is Motorhead week, guys.
But next week is Bomber, On Parole, Iron Fist, Another Perfect Day.
Okay. Because, like, On Parole was, like, recorded as their first album, but they didn't release it for, like, 3 years for some reason. So, like, they sat on it for a while. So, I mean, that's how you get a couple of, like, here's 4 albums in 79. Thanks, guys.
Bye. No, and I knew there was some of that stuff that they put out later. Anyway, we will see. That is a lot of Motorhead. Hot diggity dog.
So basically we'll have the two remaining before Ace of Spades and then the two after Ace of Spades.
Are we ready to drop some grades on this or?
Sure.
Let's do it. I guess I go first. I'm going to give this one a solid B. I really do like this one. I mean, and I thought that the debut was good. I gave it that a B-, but I think this is a step up to a B. There's still just enough stuff that isn't quite like what I want out of Motorhead for it to be a perfect album, but it's still high quality and I still really enjoyed it.
I'm right there with you, Ben. I'm going to give this an 86. I think I like it slightly better than the first one. Not a whole or a third of a grade better, but like slightly better. And I dig the tracks that I dig for sure. But the album as a whole, I don't think is quite there.
I'm going to give this a B+. I actually enjoyed this album quite a bit. I'm going to give it an 89. I enjoyed the kind of step up. Overkill is such a great opener on this. I think it might be that out that track alone is doing a lot of heavy lifting because it sets the tone so well for the album and it just gets you ready for it that you're just in for very similar to how Starkiller was when we did that album years ago. but 89, but I don't know if it's quite like it does kind of miss a little bit, but I mean, this is definitely one that you just put on and play and let it go for all intents and purposes. I mean, I wouldn't be upset if I heard Capricorn on the radio or anything like that.
I'd be shocked if I heard it on the radio, but I don't guess I'd be upset.
Me too. I really liked Ace of Spades. We all did. I think this is not a whole lot worse than that. I really like this. I like this a lot more than their self-titled one. I'm going to give this an A- since I gave that other one an A. Sorry.
You're not really sorry.
I'm not.
Don't pretend.
It's Motorhead. I'm not sorry at all.
The Dean sent Gabe to fight Great Inflation, David.
And I know. Well, good, because now I'm the reason he's here to fight Great Inflation.
As long as you're okay with that and know that. Yep.
Well, all right.
All righty. That gives us an average of 88. I think we'd all buy this one just based off grades alone. Maybe a little bit of a nostalgia bump in there. I don't know.
Oh, certainly for me.
The purchase aspect of it.
They're important. I think in the grade part too.
Yeah.
And I know not all of us do that, but it's fucking Motorhead, man.
All right. That leads us to David's pick for the month of March in Ultimus Epic.
That's what I picked.
David Vincent released an album. David Pizzo must hear that album.
I picked it, man. And we will talk about how I felt about it when we do.
Your Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Damage Bacall.
Damage Bacall.